Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. This is Jay from TransUnion TLO.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
Good. Good morning to you. I just wanted to let you know, if you don't already know, that you're already active.
Yeah, I saw that email. I haven't had a chance to log in yet and take a look at what's available in the system, but I'll definitely get to that within the next hour.
Sure. Yeah, you could do a welcome call there. That was really quick, actually. I didn't expect it. I thought it was going to be this Monday, so all's good.
Yeah, okay.
If you need some help or you want to do some additional training or, I'm available for that, of course. And if you want to add anybody you like as a primary, it's really easy to do. It'll take you a few seconds.
Okay.
When you go into My Account, there's going to be an Add a User tab. Follow the prompts right there. It's literally first name, last name, their email address, their cell phone number, and then they'll get a pin to the text. They'll get an email alert saying change their temporary password or create a password. And again, it will take you less than 5 seconds or a minute to put everybody in there.
Okay. That's perfect. Yeah, and then I also saw like a brief section that just talked about like your password requirements. So it has to have number, letter, and special character. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, yeah. If you got that email with the instructions, definitely follow that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And then will this trial, I guess, expire on next Friday then? We're looking at September the 2nd.
Yeah, midnight at the 1st, the 2nd, it goes billable. But if you need some additional time to, because I know it falls on a Friday, you kind of lose. I'm assuming you're not coming in Saturday or Sunday. Maybe you are.
But not planning on it.
Yeah, right? if y'all need some time, a couple of extra, I can extend the trial out if necessary. Just give me like a quick, just send me a quick email saying, hey, we can use a few extra days, and I can make that happen without a problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then once, we decide if we, want to subscribe to the product fully, is there going to be another agreement that we have to, sign to with pricing and everything?
Well, that's another thing we should probably talk about. There will be a pricing proposal agreement
okay.
that we would need to sign, but we would want to, if it's yourself and if it's a few of the people that we were talking to or the demonstration the other day, what I really need is kind of get an idea of like the reports and searches, the volume, where you want to start off with. And as I mentioned in the demonstration, we could start off in a we consider a pretty reasonable price point based on where you're at now and your growth potential. So,
okay.
And you may have a better idea of like how many reports you're going to need. For example, I think we showed you a search and a report. That will probably be something you're going to be doing on just about every inquiry.
Right.
So if you take the search and a report, those two transactions in itself are $11, just a search and a report. I think I might have showed you the comp report. So,
okay.
If you say, hey, I'm going to be doing about 10 or 20 of these a month, that's going to add up a couple hundred here,
couple
hundred on that. That's transactional. I'll put together a plan for you that will discount that.
Okay.
And lock you into pricing plan for 12 months or longer. So we could talk about that as you're getting through this trial.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get familiarity, and then I can propose a couple different plans that make sense for you.
Okay, that sounds great. Just to give you an idea, I did talk to my supervisor, Dean, after our demo, and he kind of thought that we were going to be using this maybe like 20 to 30 searches per month. And that would be charged like on a transactional basis then, like per search?
Yeah. Well, if you do a search and a report, because I'm thinking that what we were talking about is right. You're doing 20 or 30 searches, which that could result in technically 40 or 60 transactions.
Oh, okay, because the transaction is within a search. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we have as a search, as I showed you, to put the information to get to an individual, that's one search or one transaction. And then from there, there's that tab where it says locate asset or comprehensive report.
Okay.
Now, that's a report, but that counts as a transaction, so that's two transactions, right?
Gotcha.
So I'm assuming, like I just said, you're probably going to be doing two transactions on one individual. Let's just use that. So if you look at it like that, and you're doing about, let's just say 30, you got 60 transactions a month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at it like that, I can put together a plan that gives you a better pricing.
Okay.
On that, we can go through a couple scenarios about that and lock you into something that makes more sense. As far as, so what you're avoiding here is paying transactional, or we're doing to say, hey, we'll discount you because you're doing this. And also you're locking into a pricing protection that will isolate you from any increase during that time.
Okay.
Just want to let you know that.
Gotcha. And with the pricing proposal, for example, are we signing up for like a year's term or something?
Well, the minimum is a year. You can go longer if you go a year. You can do a year with auto-renew or no auto-renew, or you can do 2 years or 3 years. Now, if you do longer term with us, we may be able to – we offer a little bit of a discount by going out more than 1 year, but it's entirely up to you.
Sure. This will, you know, really be the first kind of background check tool that we're kind of introducing to our underwriting program. And, you know, I previewed a couple different companies. We looked at Thomson Reuters, the Clear product, and then we also looked at Lexis Diligence and their product. I think that Dean really, really liked this one, and just the fact that, you know, it came highly recommended from one of our close partners. We feel like it would, you know, be a good service for us.
Excellent. Yeah, we work in that's my main competition. I mean, obviously, you guys have done your due diligence there. So, our main competition really is Accurant from the Lexis product. The reason why it is because we actually, in case, I don't know if I mentioned this, we created that product. So we know the product. We got the second generation of product, so we're familiar with what their product can do and what their limitations are. We just enhanced a lot of our data in here, and one of the reasons why that became a fact is, not to bore you with details, TransUnion itself, when they bought us. So that made a huge impact in our right party contact data and a lot of other data points. That's just one source. Something people don't realize how much data we have in this system here.
Absolutely.
And the other thing, too, since you're doing these B2B loans, right, B2B, I have myself personally, I can speak from experience here, as one of my largest accounts is a B&B lender, East Coast, way out there. So they're really familiar. They're on board with us. Their entire front end and back end. So they have a couple unique, they're a little unique in how they lend. They're using us quite a bit, so they're lending off of equity. So then just to give you an idea, and you guys may have a different model, but they lend. They need to know if a owner of a property or an owner of a business has a property, and how many properties that they own. Because what happens on the applications when they're doing their initial underwrite review, they're saying, hey, you know what, we don't really care about your credit. What we care about is, do you have property we could lien? So, you know, we're doing a second lien. So there may be more than one property that they're not aware of.
Okay.
That's huge for them. So they're using us in that regard on that side. And they're also using us on the skip tracing side as well.
Oh, wow.
But just to give you an idea, I'm very familiar with B2B lending, B2C lending, too. We do a lot of business with a lot of the major players.
Okay. Awesome. Well, I'm going to, like I said, get signed in and check it out probably within the next hour here. And you are on the East Coast, correct?
Now, I'll be here till about 5:30 tonight, standard time. Potentially a little bit longer, but I try to get out here for Friday.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Every other night or so. But there is customer support available. I'm available. And what I mean by that is, excuse me, is that if you ever get locked out, you need to do a reset. You know, there's customer support that will unlock you in seconds. I can't physically do it. They don't give me the access. So that's really positive as far as getting a hold of somebody during the day and, of course, myself. Also, again, adding people. Let me just say this. You can add as many people as you like to this. There's no charge for any of that.
Okay. Awesome. Would I be able to get, like, the customer service number in case I need anything, you know, rather than calling you directly? Oh, yeah. I think I see it. It says for sales and billing customer support, it's like an 800 number.
Right, that will go directly to them. And you would want to use that customer support for like any technical problems that you're
getting. Sure.
Okay, other than anything else, like product or searches or, you know, I need a little help with this.
More regards to like the content within the reporting and the system, I give you a call.
Yeah, I would. I mean, they can definitely walk you through that, but this is where I come in because this is what I do every day. And
yeah, you're a specialist, so.
Yeah, subject matter
okay.
expert, they call me. That's what they call me. So,
all right.
Yeah, we're excited you're on there. And again, you know, go ahead and play around. You're not restricted for anything here, so you can use any search or report here.
Great. Yeah, I really look forward to using this tool, and I'll get everybody set up shortly.
Okay.
Thank you for the call.
Absolutely, Amy.
All right, you have a good rest of your day, and if I don't talk to you later, have a good weekend.
You do the same, definitely. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.